Indiana Solicitor General Thomas Fisher is leaving that position next month, heading to the private sector after more than two decades in government service. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Brandon Smith reports Fisher is the first person to hold the title of Solicitor General in the state.
The Solicitor General oversees state and federal legal action for the state, and Fisher was named Indiana's first ever Solicitor General in 2005, after joining the Attorney General's office as a deputy in 2001. The position also specifically takes the lead on cases involving constitutional challenges, and Fisher cited three such cases as the most memorable, he's argued. One, defending Indiana's voter ID law at the U.S. Supreme Court, one defending private school vouchers before the state Supreme Court, and the recent case seeking to uphold Indiana's near-total abortion ban. In a statement, Attorney General Todd Rokita called Fisher one of the finest public servants and one of the sharpest legal minds of his generation. Fisher is now headed for EdChoice, a leading advocacy group for private school vouchers. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith at the State House.